Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House Appropriations Committee has been holding budget hearings for the last several weeks in Harrisburg to investigate the governor's budget proposal, and that process came to an end this week. What were some of the final issues that were discussed?
The House Appropriations Committee wrapped up its three-week series of budget hearings with two full days of questions about the education and human services aspects of the governor's proposal and accountability measures. These hearings mark the end of the first part of the state budget process and were specifically designed to ensure taxpayer dollars will be used in the most efficient manner possible. Monday's hearings featured both K-12 and higher education, with main topics addressing school safety, state financial investment, and career and technical education. Special attention was placed on the long-term future of the Pennsylvania state system of higher education and its increasing expenses, tuition rates, and contract costs. Citing the governor's veto of the Human Services Code last year, both the committee members and the administration focused much of their discussion about ways in which the Department of Human Services can be more innovative to better serve the neediest citizens and reduce costs. The Appropriations Committee will take the testimony gathered from these hearings into negotiations for the 2018-2019 budget. Video of the House budget hearings is available online at www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com.
Also, a House committee recently met to talk about our first responders and the tough circumstances that they have and the hard experiences that they often run across in their job and what they may need to help bear this burden. What's going on here?
The rising impact of traumatic experiences on our first responders and a corresponding increase in the rate of suicides in their ranks was the subject of a meeting of the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee. A focus of the conversation was on the stigma that prevents many first responders from seeking counseling or accepting help, especially from those who have not shared their experiences. First responders are also concerned that the effects of trauma and stress could cause their employers to consider them incapable of doing their jobs, leaving them unable to provide for their families and without access to insurance or workers' compensation benefits. A number of improvements are being considered, including a hotline staffed by actual police, firefighters, and emergency services personnel that would offer troubled first responders an opportunity to talk anonymously with those who have walked in their shoes. At the same time, I have also personally looked into this issue and am taking a close look at what other states are doing to combat this issue.
Also, we're coming up on that time when the clocks all get changed so that we can have a little more daylight at the end of the day. What's going on?
Well, as we know, we get to spring ahead as we head into daylight savings time. That begins on Saturday, March 11th at 2 a.m., and residents are reminded to turn their clocks ahead 1 hour on that Saturday night. And remember, this is also a great time to check or change the batteries in smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms. These batteries should be replaced at least every 10 years, and daylight savings time will end this year on November 4th.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.